from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What a night of baseball last night.
It really was. I tried to go to bed early. I was like, I'll go to bed early, and then I'll figure out what happened in the morning. And then the Cubs sucked me in, and then the White Sox, they really sucked me in.
Yeah, White Sox blew out the Yankees 12-2. The Cubs lose to the Guardians by a final of 9-8. That was the 9-8. Ooh, boy, the story of this game for the Cubs, for people just getting up, and you couldn't stay up late enough to see what happened. The Cubs were down 8-3. In the sixth inning, they would come back to tie the game in the eighth after a four-run seventh. But ultimately, it is the Guardians who beat the Cubs 9-8 as the well-bellied Josh Naylor came up with a go-ahead hit, a little dribbler down the third baseline. Reminded me of a certain Ben Zobrist go-ahead hit in a certain Game 7 against Cleveland on a November night in 2016. Unfortunately, this one was on the side of the Guardians. So if you're going to make that kind of a comeback in a game, you may as well win. Gallant comeback. It's too bad that they fell behind as they did on Shota Imanaga's watch. He just was not good last night. John Kenzie Noel hits two home runs. Stephen Kwan goes deep as well for the Guardians. But you're going to come back that close, you have to win that game. So last night, again, Cleveland's good. That's a good ball club right there. But I felt like the Cubs had to win that game just because of the comeback, and they didn't.
Well, I don't feel like they had to win the game. Like, they should have won the game, absolutely. But the fact that they're showing fight, I still think they're playing good baseball. You're just not going to win all the games. And like you said, they're going up against a team in the Guardians who wake up today tied for the best record in baseball. So it's not like they're playing a bunch of scrubs and they didn't get it done. The resilience that they showed, I mean, and the fact that they were able to come back against what's been, what, the best bullpen in baseball when you talk about the Guardians, that's showing a lot of fight. It's just, you got to get a shutdown inning. Twice they didn't get shutdown innings. It happened, they go up 3-0 in the fourth. Then they immediately give up the lead in the bottom of the fourth. Then they tie the game, as you mentioned, in the top of the eighth. And you're like, all right, they just need to, you know, get a shutdown inning and immediately get that run back. Shout out to Julian Mayweather. I mean, these things happen, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah.
But here's why I'm okay with, like, what happened with the Cubs. At no point did I think the Cubs were, like, going to go into Cleveland and, like, sweep the Guardians. You still got two more games to play. You would have liked to get a win with Imanaga on the mound, for sure. But today's a new day. I think it stinks because for Cubs fans, we're looking at this as, hey, we're a game away from 500. Haven't been at 500 since they beat the White Sox the first time in the Crosstown Classic. So it was a big step that they could have taken. Now they need to win two straight games to get to 500.
Yeah, I generally don't take teams seriously in any sport unless they're 500. I know that
right.
You and Dustin predicted playoffs yesterday, But I can't pop. Well, did Dustin predict playoffs yesterday?
Well, I said they've dragged us back in and they've got my attention again. And instead of bringing guys up like Owen Casey, now they have to play guys like Ian Happ and Seiya Suzuki. You can't bring up Owen Casey right now. But again, you know, last night was, you know, Marshall, you say, oh, they weren't going to sweep the Guardians. Sure, they weren't going to sweep the Guardians. But when you have a 3-0 lead and Shota on the mound, you can't give it up that way. And then the use of Merriweather? I mean, give me a break. And then Craig Counsell, that's baseball. Well, that's just baseball.
I mean, but like, I mean, you know, I get what you're saying.
Are we gonna get Craig Timber, right? I mean, Craig Timber is supposed to be a thing. Can we get Craig? Is he gonna have one good month?
Well, it's gotta be something.
It's not September yet, so like, let's everybody.
Thank God.
They're 4 games back of the wild
Summer's
card.
Gone too fast.
I still believe the Braves are gonna free fall because they're just. They don't have the horses that they're accustomed to having with Acuna and company out. So I think there's Craig Counsell in the pregame yesterday made a good point. He's like, it's too early to think of this as a sprint. Really what this is, remember you used to have to run the mile in school? It's four laps around the track.
Oh, yeah.
They've run 3 laps.
Yeah.
They've got 40 games left. They've run 3 laps.
Yeah.
Now you got a whole other lap. And that last lap is usually the hardest, unless you've been saving some. And watching the Cubs, I think they've been saving some.
I'd like to think that they've been saving something out there. But I will say this about Craig Counsell and Craig Timber, as Rhodes just said. Look, there is an expectation with Craig Counsell. I always say, like, if people want to be on the manager and blame Craig Counsell for things that have gone on this season,
absolutely,
I'm totally game for that. Because the Cubs told you when they signed this man to an $8 million a year contract, they were telling you, they might as well just said straight up to you, manager matters. Games can be won because of the manager. The manager should be culpable for things that go wrong and things that go well. Things have mostly gone wrong for the Cubs this year, so he deserves fair criticism. And it's fair to say, yes, there's a certain expectation with him this year, whatever that means. And, you know, one of the things that always drives me crazy is and I hear seasoned broadcasters in baseball say this all the time, and people who are baseball people say it's like the yearly argument that gets made when a team is struggling and for some reason, whatever the scenario is, people don't want to blame the manager. What do they say? They say, well, you know, Craig Counsell can't go out there and hit for PCA. You know, he can't go out there and field at third base for Chris Morel. He can't run the bases. Duh, we understand that.
But he can't throw strikes.
But right, he can't be throwing strikes. He can't save games. But you know what you can do? You could do things to put your team in a better position to win. Shuffling the lineup, changing the order of your bullpen. If he is Craig Counsell, if he is so simpatico with Jed Hoyer and the front office, then make some suggestions how to. And I'm sure he has. Who knows what went into the Chris Morel trade? I mean, maybe Craig Counsell had something to say about that. But that's my way of saying, look, if people want to get on Counsell, go for it. Go for it. He is open game, and the Cubs put him in that position, and he put himself in that position.
Yes, when he took the job, he knew why the Cubs went after him. That was their big offseason move. Like, to hire Craig Counsell was the move that they made to be the difference maker. Everybody 100. Else looking at different free agents or a trade you can make. But the biggest move the Cubs made in the offseason was to give Craig Counsell that Brinks truck money, if you will. And so when you look at what he's done so far, you're like, all right, they're right about where they were, I guess, this time last year. Here's the thing. The Cubs clearly paid attention to what happened at the end of last year with the fade. On the back half, the last couple of weeks or so. And they had a chance to be in the playoffs, but they didn't. They missed the playoffs. They were one game out in the final wild card standings, right? If Craig Counsell is worth a handful of games, then you say, well, if Craig Counsell had been our manager, we would have made the playoffs. That can be looked at as the reasoning for the Cubs. Now you get Craig Counsell with an opportunity, his team with 40 games left, 42 games, I believe, left. He can now make the difference between a team that is middling and a team that makes that late season surge a la Craig Timber. And if that happens, the Cubs will be fine with this.
Well, it's interesting you talk about the fade because the Cubs faded last year under David Ross, which was part of the reason. I don't know if it was all of it, maybe just a tiny part of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever.
Of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is why David Ross lost a job last year. That the Cubs essentially with, what, a 90% chance of going to the playoffs at one point in time at the end of last year. They choked at the end of last year. Now, part of it might have been guys like Justin Steele running out of gas. And now to that end, I ask you guys about Shota. And this is an easy to project. Shota Imanaga got rocked last night. It is the middle of August right now. Shota Imanaga has never been through a full major league season. Just like last year, you needed Justin Steele, as great as he was down the stretch. You need this guy, Shota Imanaga, to not have, and I realize we're being really hard on the Cubs right now over one game that they lost to a really good team, but there were too many opportunities to win the game. You would expect Shota Imanaga to be better. You would expect that in the second inning when the Cubs have runners on first and second base with one out that they will get something. That's the way the game was trending throughout. Like the story of leaving men on base until Dansby Swanson cleared the bases. And then I was like, okay, that's not going to be the theme of the day. But there still were moments and continue to be moments where with less than two outs and runners on base and the Cubs fail. So those are problems.
Yeah, when one team is 5 of 8 with runners in scoring position, the Guardians, and the other team is just 2 for 9, and of course, you know the big hit that, you know, happened with the bases loaded, that's really kind of the difference. But there were several different points. We were talking about the Cubs not being able to score enough, not being consistent on offense. They showed you offensively they're there. They did not get a premium performance from Shota Imanaga. That's why I'm not as concerned. I get it. It's easy to get frustrated because you're watching the game, recency bias. It happened last night. It's the last taste in your mouth is what the Cubs did. But let's just take a moment, take a beat,
okay,
if you will,
okay,
and say if they win today, if they win tomorrow, not both, just either or.
No.
Oh, yeah.
They got to win the series. They are not in a position. Or when is
date? You're right.
We have to come up with a date then. Okay.
That's fair.
Here's my pregame question at Craig Council. Okay, Craig, with all due respect, it's not a sprint. There are still 40-some-odd games to play. I'll do the math before I ask the question officially. What's the date? When will you finally be worried? When is it finally a sprint? When is it finally a must-win?
For me, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks left in the season, as long as you're within striking distance. And at 2 weeks, you need to be like one game back or two games back, like max. But what I'm saying is we're not even to September. If they wake up on September 1st and they're within a couple of games, I think everybody's going to be like, all right, they're there. Now, we'll see how many teams are between them and whether or not they're over 500. If they're within a couple of games, I would think they'd be over 500. But first things first, get to 500. That's like you said, Mark, yeah. I'm with you. I can't take you seriously if you're not to 500.
Yeah,
now,
don't be sitting there 59 and 61 and telling me about the playoffs.
This isn't the NFL with 17 games and 7 playoff spots. If it was that, okay, you hang around. We saw the Bears hang around 500 or, They could see 500. How about that?
Hey, I've seen a Bears 500 teams play in the playoffs.
Exactly. But that's not what this is with Major League Baseball. And I think for the Cubs, it's fine because they are just playing better. They had a bad game last night. They lost by one run. And so, like, I can't get all bent out of shape. I'm like, I see what
it was
went
an
wrong.
Emotional game, man.
Yeah, but
that's what it was.
It was like you were back at Great Adventure.
Yeah, Great America. Yeah.
Oh, Great America.
Yeah, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And because it was a roller coaster.
Right.
It was rickety at times.
I was back on the Raging Bull. No, that's the American Eagle. It's still rickety. The world's largest wooden roller coaster, which I was a part of last week. But yes, it is the roller coaster. And guess what? Dustin Rhodes and I are riding the roller coaster. And you refuse. You just refuse, don't you?
You know what I like to do? I like to remember a little movie called Final Destination and the sequels that came after.
Oh, man, I didn't see the movie.
I don't get on roller coaster. I'll just watch you know? Like,
okay.
With the Cubs specifically?
Yeah.
And this particular roller coaster?
You don't want any part of it.
Like,
you don't like the loops? Like, do they make you sick to your stomach? The corkscrew, is that the problem this year?
When you're a White Sox fan, you don't worry about roller coasters. You already know how it's going to end.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.